welcome to On the Shelf episode number 42 of
Brutal Battle.
So I'm going to level with everyone. The next three episodes of On the Shelf, at least, we might have to do some more of this, are going to be non-alcoholic things because I can't drink alcohol at the moment. I'm on a medication because I have really bad acid reflux issues that have actually damaged my throat to the point where I've had swallowing problems for months now. So finally on the right track, on the right meds, things are getting better, but I need to be off of alcohol completely at the moment because of a medication. So we still want to put out episodes. We're still going to do it because there are near beers.
There's a lot of them.
I mean, there is still technically alcohol, but it's like 0.5%. It's pretty much nothing. So, yeah. And then the third episode coming up is absolutely no alcohol, like not even 0.5 or anything. So these are non-alcoholic beers. Then our third one is actually going to be hop waters. I'll just say it now. You know, we're going to do some hop waters, which honestly, from what we've personally had, we prefer hop waters to non-alcoholic beers. But we're still tasting through some stuff because we did some recently. And if you heard those episodes, we did find some non-alcoholic beers that were pretty solid.
Yeah.
So speaking of which, the first non-alcoholic beer we're trying on this one is a brewery that we already did recently because what we had from them we thought was really good. So we wanted to try one of their other ones, and this is their Cerveza Atletica. It's a light copper is what they end up calling the beer. It's by Athletic Brewing Company, and Athletic Brewing is out of... Where are they out of again? Can't find the location on. Oh, there we go. Stratford, Connecticut and San Diego, California. So okay. East Coast and West Coast for distribution. So as a reminder, or if people didn't hear it before, we had Athletic Brewing's Free Wave, which was their hazy, non-alcoholic hazy IPA. They only make non-alcoholic beers. And it was actually really good. Like it could have fooled us into thinking it was an actual beer.
Not bad.
So we figured, oh, it was just like Mexican lager style, basically. Let's see what that's like by them. And it's obviously, they say 0.5%? Yeah, 0.5%.
And it's a 12-ounce can.
12-ounce can. Most non-alcoholic beers are 12 mm-hmm. ounces. I don't think we've come across any that mm-hmm. aren't. Yeah, I don't think we've come across any that aren't. Okay, so I'm going to pour for Rebecca. And you can start looking at the color and everything.
It's darker than I thought.
Well, it says light copper on here.
It is more copper.
Yeah, it's more than light copper. It's like dark copper, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's not quite amber.
It's getting there. Like, it's got this brownish.
Yeah.
It's like orangish brownish. It's got a decent amount of head hanging out on top. It's clear. Clear beer. It smells malty.
Yeah, it smells like a beer.
Are you getting that, like, weird plasticky note that you typically get on a lot of non-alcoholic beers? I'm not.
I'm not either.
It just smells like a beer. I'm getting, like, some honey. I'm getting some apple in there. I'm getting, like, that grainy maltness. Yeah. Like, spent malt grain smell.
Yeah, it smells pretty good.
It smells pretty fresh and clean and refreshing. It actually smells really good.
Yeah, I'm not getting anything other than what you already said.
Yeah. I mean, it smells like a lager for the most part. So, let's go on. It's actually pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's actually very good.
Wow, Athletic. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, this definitely could fool me.
Yeah, you could fool me. You could 100% fool me that this is like an actual lager. Wow. Yeah, like their Mexican style
and
lager.
And there's no good. Weird, I'm not perceiving anything weird in the taste.
There's no weird aftertaste. There's bitterness on the aftertaste, and there's like a malty graininess, mm-hmm. like that spent malt grain. There's that honey in there that I was talking about. There's a little bit of a hay note in there.
Yeah.
There's that slight bit of an apple that I was getting on the nose.
And Cheerio finish.
Yeah. It's good. It's legitimately good. Like, it's starting to make me think that, like, if you want non-alcoholic beer that tastes like beer, Athletic Brewing is probably it at this point from what we've had. Plus, when we had that Lemon Quest by Dogfish Head,
right,
we thought that's really...
I've never seen.
I could legitimately drink this.
Well, we can. We have more in the can.
That is... It's legitimately tasty. Like, I've been doing, you know, when I feel like I want something beer-like since I'm not having alcohol, I've been doing hop waters, which is great if you want, like, a hoppy flavor. But if I want something more on the malty side to taste even more like an actual beer, I think this is a great option. This
tastes quite tasty.
Cerveza Atletica. Yeah, that's... Wow. I'm impressed. I know the Freewave was really good, so I assume that they would do a good job on this, but I didn't think it would be this good.
Yeah, I almost like this one better.
Yeah, actually, I think I do.
I'd have to taste them side by side. Mm-hmm. And there's even more offerings from Athletic.
This kind of makes me want to try more of their
there
stuff.
There was four offerings?
Yeah, four or five. And the guy at the register when we went to check out, well, first of all, he was like, your beers are missing alcohol.
Yeah.
And we were like, yeah, it's intentional. And then he was looking at the Athletic Brewing one, and he was like, have you had the Run Wild IPA by Athletic? And I was like, no. He's like, that one's really good. So maybe we need to try that. I think that's like a straight up West Coast style IPA. So I don't know.
Yeah.
What, kind of feeling like we need to try more Athletic. Especially because
we
can get singles.
We can buy singles.
To see what we like the most. But this
I
is
think
good.
It's pretty tasty.
This is very
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I feel like this is...
I'm very happy with
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Okay. Color me impressed.
So the next one we have is by Sam Adams. It is their Just the Haze non-alcoholic IPA. Also says less than 0.5% alcohol. 12-ounce can.
Yeah.
We know where Sam Adams is from.
So obviously this is a very large brewery doing non-alcoholic. And we did that more recently with like Brooklyn Brewing. Theirs we did not really like. So I don't know how this is going to end up being. But there's involvement from Dogfish Head with Sam Adams because they're basically like co-owned now. They kind of like merged it. I mean, they have interest, like stake in each other's companies basically. So they work together. So I would think that maybe this would be on the better end since it seems like Dogfish Head has figured it out with the Lemon Quest.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but we'll see. So, oh, and date code wise, this has a best before date basically, and it's in September of this year.
Yeah, so it could be old.
It could, we don't know. So, but hoping it's good, but I also think it's going to be very hard to beat this Athletic beer, because, yeah. Why? Ugh, my pores. Again,
making a
my
mess.
Pores. I think I just get, like, the angle gets kind of off how I open it, but anyway.
Well, this one's very yellow and hazy.
Yeah, I mean, it looks exactly like a hazy IPA.
Yeah.
Can't see through it. Yeah, yellow-orange. Got a decent head to it. Probably has a good nose.
It smells really good.
Yeah, that smells awesome.
It's very orangey.
There's
a lot of citrus.
There's a really big floral note
yeah.
in there as well that's like honeysuckle and a little lavender, actually. Mm-hmm. Very citrusy, like really rich orange mm-hmm. smell.
Yeah.
Smells like there's Simcoe in this. Simcoe and Mosaic.
What's
I don't think it says. No. It's just like the flavor text on it is basically just like, it doesn't say anything. It's just, it's hazy and hoppy is basically all it says.
Okay, well.
It doesn't say anything about actual ingredients. I wish it did, but actually I think okay. Smells great though.
Yeah, that smells really good.
I don't get that plastic, that weird plasticiness, but that could also be covered up by the hops. So
true.
It's got an excellent nose though. This legitimately, if you just had me smell it, I would say, oh, it's a hazy IPA. It smells great. Or even just an IPA.
It's very florally.
Ooh, yeah.
And kind of soapy.
Yeah, that's real heavy on the flower. Woo! That is very floral.
And I'm getting a little plasticky on the aftertaste.
Yeah. It's not to the level that most non-alcoholic beers are.
With the plasticky flavor?
Yeah, but it is there. Like,
yeah,
it's kind of like
there.
Low level.
I don't really like this one.
I feel you also on that soapiness. I am getting the nice
soapy.
I'm getting the nice orange, but the problem is that doesn't stick around a whole lot. It gets overtaken by that soapiness. you then get that weird plasticiness at the end, and that it's so floral. It's honeysuckle lavender, like,
it kind of makes you wonder what this would be like fresh, too. But right. I definitely don't care for it now.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
It's just so floral and soapy.
Yeah, I'm not into it. But this Athletic Brewing, yeah, I'm going to go back to this. Yeah, I mean, that just tastes like a beer, man.
Yeah, it really does.
Like a nice lager. Tastes like a nice lager.
It really does.
Wow. That is... I see why they're so popular. I mean, there are ads for them all over the place. They're stocked in a lot of places. Like, I get it. I totally get it. All right, well, I think it's pretty obvious that the Athletic Brewing Cerveza Athletica Light Copper is the winner, and the Samuel Adams Just the Haze is not great. Not terrible as far as non-alcoholic beer goes, but not great.
We definitely have had worse. You're right.
Oh, yeah. We've had a lot worse, but I wouldn't buy it.
No. There's better offerings.
I mean, at this point, I'm just like, I just go to the Athletic beers at this point. Or, you know, that Deep Fake by Flying Dog, I think, was much better than the Sam Adams.
Which we can buy in our local Wegmans.
Oh, really?
I've pointed out to you last time we were there.
You did. That's kind of funny. Wasn't it with, like, the teas and, like, all those types of drinks?
It was only a display when you first walked in with, like, some pre-made meals.
Interesting. Yeah. It's a weird place to put it, but yeah. But yeah, so this Athletic, very cool. So stick with us for the next On the Shelf episode when we're doing two more non-alcoholic beers. And one of them is international. And I believe this will be our first international non-alcoholic beer. And then the other one is a flavor profile that I don't really think we've had from any non-alcoholic beers that we've done on the podcast. So that should be a lot of fun. Let's do the plugs real quick. If you want back episodes of the podcast, go to brutalbattle.com, or you can go to archive.org and search Brutal Battle. I think you might even be able to download them through there. Not 100% sure, but rate us and review us through whatever podcatcher you use. If you can help us out on iTunes, that one helps the most with visibility. Also, word of mouth is a big thing, so if you could tell people about the podcast. If you want to reach out to us, you have ideas for episodes, beers you want us to cover, or just want to say hi, start a conversation, whatever, you can email us, brutalbattlepodcast@gmail.com. We are on Untappd. I am Carlton Malibu, spelled as it sounds, all one word. Rebecca is?
RubyReb62.
Yeah, so if you want to be our virtual beer drinking buddies, which I'm not doing a whole lot of that right now.
Well, you're still checking into things I'm drinking because you're taking like baby
sips. I'll take one little sip. Yeah, exactly. And literally one sip of the beers. Yeah. So
he's not completely missing out. He's still sipping and seeing what he likes when he is able to drink again.
Yeah, exactly. But, and then Instagram's the last thing.
Brutal Battle Podcast.
Yep. So thank you everyone for checking this out. Stick around for the next one. And until next time,
keep it brutal.